Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know, you're probably thinking, another day, another dose of overstimulation advice. But trust me on this one, today's topic is something we all grapple with, regardless of whether you're a social media addict or just have a knack for holding on to grudges. We're diving deep into the powerful practice of forgiveness and how it can literally unlock your emotional freedom. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack filled with anger, resentment, and hurt? Like these, heavy burdens are weighing you down, stealing your joy, and making it hard to move forward? You know that feeling when someone messes up, and even though time passes, that little flame of irritation just won't go out? That's emotional baggage, folks, and it's more common than we think. So, how do we shed this baggage and reclaim our peace of mind? Forgiveness, my friends, is the key. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Forgiveness?" That's easy for you to say. Hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions or saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing the grip that their actions have on you. Here are 5 powerful takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and tap into that liberating feeling. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. When you choose to forgive, you're essentially breaking free from the chains of anger and resentment. You're choosing to move forward, unburdened by the past. It's not about the other person, it's about your own well-being and emotional freedom. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. 2. It takes time. Forgiveness isn't a switch you can flip on and off. It's a process that often involves acknowledging your pain, allowing yourself to feel those emotions fully, and gradually letting go. Be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. 3. Seek understanding, not justification. You don't have to excuse someone's actions to forgive them. Sometimes, the best way to move forward is to try to understand their motivations or perspective, even if you don't agree with them. This can help you see the situation in a new light and cultivate compassion. 4. Practice empathy. Try to step into the shoes of the person who wronged you. What might have been going on in their life? Were they struggling with their own issues? While this doesn't excuse their actions, it can help soften your heart and make forgiveness a little easier. 5. Don't expect an apology. Forgiveness is not about getting what you deserve. It's about releasing the need for retribution. Sometimes people don't apologize, even when they should. That doesn't mean you have to stay stuck in anger. Choose to forgive them, not for their sake, but for yours. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working single mom who always puts her family first. Her sister Emily constantly criticizes her choices and undermines her efforts. Years of snide comments and passive-aggressive behavior have left Sarah feeling resentful and drained. She's holding on to so much anger, it's affecting her relationship with her kids and her own sense of well-being. Then, one day, Sarah realizes that Emily's negativity stems from her own insecurities and struggles. She starts to see Emily not as a malicious person, but as someone hurting deeply. Sarah chooses to forgive Emily, not because she condones her sister's behavior, but because holding on to anger is only harming herself. Sarah doesn't expect an apology from Emily, but by choosing forgiveness, she frees herself from the weight of resentment. She starts to feel lighter, happier, and more at peace. Her relationship with her kids improves, and she rediscovers a sense of joy she thought was lost. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards emotional freedom. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. Forgive those who have wronged you, and embrace the liberating power of letting go. Remember, forgiveness isn't about them. It's about you, your peace of mind, your happiness, and your journey to a more fulfilling life. head over to our social media page and share your thoughts on this topic. Have you ever found yourself struggling with forgiveness? What helped you let go? I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embracing the power of emotional well-being. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.